Upscale meals, pricey hotel stays, and more than $2,000 on staff Christmas gifts. Those are just a few of the things administrators of the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System spend money on. PSPRS is the state pension system for first responders, judges, and lawmakers, and the cost to state and local governments has made it more difficult to hire new police officers and firefighters. Craig Harris of the Arizona Republic has reported on the spending, including at least $58,000 on travel, entertainment, and meals in the past 2 years, spending that a PSPRS spokesman defended, and Craig is with us now. So, Craig, let's start with this defense, based on expenditures being reasonably spent. What's your response to that based on your reporting?
Well, the response for them is that they said they budgeted it so they could spend it. I guess the question comes down is that if you're an average person and you have less than half the money you need to pay your monthly bills, which is what PSPRS has, their trust fund is about $10.5 billion. They need about double that to pay all of their pension obligations. So if you had less than half the money you need to pay your rent, to pay your utilities, to put food on the table, would you spend $555 a night at a luxury hotel? Would you go out to some of the best and priciest restaurants in Central Phoenix? And would you spend $1,000 to buy, you know, movie tickets for your friends? I guess that's the question people have to ask themselves. They are doubling down. Their spokesman, Christian Palmer, has doubled down on the defense of this, as has their crisis consultant, David Leibowitz. So they've really doubled down on defending this.
Let's put this into context in a more general sense then, because we've all heard about pension problems at the state level, at the city of Phoenix level. So even perception, this looks not so great right now, considering how people are hearing about we have to make cutbacks on pension. We have to limit the people going into government work who get these pensions.
Well, right. You have Thelda Williams, who is no flamethrower. She's a very moderate, very even-keeled councilwoman, and she was livid about this, not happy at all because the pension costs for Phoenix are going through the roof. And what that means is that you have less money for libraries, less money for roads, less money for other public services because it is so expensive to pay for the pension costs of first responders. In the main, the average for across the state is about 50%. So if a police officer, just say, makes $80,000, the city's paying $40,000, not just for that person's pension, but to put it into the pot for all the pensions that they owe, which are rightfully owned or earned by first responders because of a couple reasons. The PSPR system has done by the Pew Center such a very poor job of making money. They've had very high fees. They're one of the worst pension systems in the country at making money. And so they are doing this at a time – I mean, they're doing all these expenses at a time when there's some real questions about what's going on.
Craig, can you tell us about some of these administrators? Like, what are their backgrounds? What were they using this money for? Was it, you know, supposed to be work-related?
Well, it was work-related. I mean, one of the persons is Will Bovitis. He's a police officer for the city of Phoenix. Another one is named Mike Scheid. He's a firefighter for the city of Tempe. And they were going to conferences, and they were, you know, going out and about and trying to learn more. They are the chairman and the vice chairman of PSPRS. Probably very, very good public servicemen doing their jobs. But Sal DeCicio, who's a Phoenix City Council member, raises a really good point that you've got four members of this nine-member board who are public safety officers. What did they know about running a $10.5 billion bank? And, you know, Mr. Bovitis and Mr. Scheid probably are wonderful police officers and firefighters. But Councilman DeCicio makes a very good point. Would they want one of us three going in and running their police department? Or would they want us to run their fire department? I think the answer would be a resounding no. And so you have a few people on that board who are experts, very, very smart people as far as public finance. Four members of the board have been set up by law to have public safety officers on there. And I'm sure they are wonderful, wonderful at their job and protecting the public. But how much do they know about running a $10.5 billion pension system that by all accounts is broke in a lot of sense?
So give us a sense of the reaction here from maybe first responders or the unions talking about this.
I've not heard a whole much from that. I've heard a lot from other people on city councils or folks on the street that they're just not happy at this at all. It's an issue of – it's like Councilwoman Thelda Willman said, it's a perception issue. $52,000 in the big scheme of things, it is a fraction of a fraction of the budget. But it's like if you're going to tell your kid that you don't have enough money to pay for soccer – to pay for their cleats or to sign them up to pay soccer, but you're going to go out and spend $555 a night at a hotel in New York. it's a perception question of what are you doing with the public's money? And that's the point. This is not their money. This is the public's money, and they're spending it like it is their own money.
All right, we'll have to stop there. Craig Harris of the Arizona Republic. Craig, thanks, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.